This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we finish up Philippians with rejoice always, think about these things, and supply every need. Then we move to the prophet Zephaniah with swept away and I will punish. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, for we need to know. sanctified us in the true faith.
A reading from Proverbs chapter 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble. Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured he will not go unpunished. By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. An oracle is on the lips of a king. His mouth does not sin in judgment. A just balance and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to do evil, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of a king, and he loves him who speaks what is right. A worker's appetite works for him. His mouth urges him on. A worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him away in a way that is not good. Whoever winks his eyes plans dishonest things. He who purses his lips brings evil to pass. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, let all creation honor us, and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. To the Holy Spirit.
Lord, let all creation honor us, and the place where your glory dwells.
We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. God's word for us this morning is taken from Proverbs, where we read, but the and by. That's God's word for us this morning. So what are your plans for this afternoon? Be careful if you tell me as the dean of students, I may not want to know. Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? Now there's a question fraught with possibilities and terrors, perhaps. So how many kids do you expect to have? Or to put it in a different way on our campus, so how long have you been married? Never a nice question, a question loaded with other meanings perhaps. So what are your plans? Where are you going? And dare I say it, where do you think you're gonna end up on call day? For those of you keeping score at home, I am now the first person to come up with a creative example of call day this school year. Normally it waits until January, after all. Still, we have our plans. Yeah, the fourth year's like that, at least. Still, we have our plans. And perhaps with all of these plans, you may be throwing up your hands and saying, so what am I doing with my life? My question, admittedly, is a little bit different. What am I doing with Proverbs 16? Jacob had all the fun. This aphorism after aphorism, statement after statement, trite proverb after trite proverb that went on and on and on. And yes, I even gave you, what, a bonus six verses, because you didn't stop at six. I had you plow through. you're going to love me after this, I guess. But what do we do with this text? It's so easy to turn this into some sort of Christian self-help book. There are plenty of those out there. Yet still, what are we even to do with this text? We have so many plans, after all. And again, here in Proverbs 16, we find the danger of our own plans. Oh, yes, you may think you know where you're going. You may think you know what's going to come next. But perhaps the older you get, the more you realize that's a delusion. Yet we love those plans, because the plans give us a sense of control. We think we're in charge. After all, in the Tower of Babel, that's exactly what they did. We have a problem, we're going to take care of it. But then they come crashing down. But the ways of the Lord, but the, that punctuates this text. Pride is a dangerous thing. Yet when our plans come crashing down, it's really easy for me to turn this into some sort of cliche. Don't worry, God has a plan. And that's frankly not how it feels at all. The author of Proverbs crushes our sense of human wisdom. Yet still, when we're crushed, we cry out, God, I thought I knew where I was going. And thankfully, in addition to Proverbs, we have Koheleth, we have Job, Ecclesiastes. And what do they say? My God, where are you? Our plans come crashing down, and you shake your head. Well, what am I doing with my life? It's in the midst of our human plans coming crashing down that we encounter God's word here also in Proverbs 16. But the is contrasted with that simple word by in verse 6. By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for by the fear of the Lord. Steadfast love, that's chesed and emeth there. Those are God's saving actions. And then fear of the Lord is a realization that we are not God, yet we stand in awe and we can trust in him. In the midst of all of the things that come crashing down, God's chesed, God's emeth, God's steadfast love that's undeserved, God's constant faithfulness, comes to you. Comes to you saying, look, you're not in charge, yet God is here. God will carry through, and God's never going to let you go. And even when you cry out, that's the cry of faith. God, I know who you are, I trust you. And God journeys with you through this to the end. But the, yes, our plans come crashing down. Yet still, we have our plans. What are we doing this afternoon? I at least knew I was preaching this morning. Granted, the hodgepodge of the text was a bit of a surprise, perhaps. But in the midst of all of this, again and again, Proverbs teaches us that we're not in control, teaches us to cling even more firmly to God's promises, to God's chesed, God's emeth, God's steadfast love, and his faithfulness. As we fear him, as we fear and we trust, and he carries us to the end until we see him face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Oh, our prayers, we give thanks with Tyler and Olga LaGrave at the birth of their daughter, Priscilla Euphemia. Support and defense in every need. Continue to preserve your church in safety. Govern her by your goodness and bless her with your peace. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, giver of all blessings, graciously receive our thanks for the life granted to Priscilla. Bring her quickly to the waters of holy baptism, that she might be cleansed of her sin and made an heir of salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.